Sister Carolyn Gornik-Kupkowski, a Benedictine sister of Erie, Pennsylvania, has been a retreat leader and spiritual animator for more than 30 years. Welcome to her conversations and interactive reflections on creation spirituality. May they deepen your love affair with creation and lead you to meet God, self, and others through a new lens. Learn more about the Benedictine Sisters of Erie at eriebenedictines.org.
Cooper Edens once said, "If you're at the end of your rope, untie the knot in your heart." That certainly caught my attention, and for days it haunted me. What was he trying to tell me? As I record this podcast, it is a very special day. The very first day of a brand new year, 2022. So Cooper's saying, if you're at the end of your rope, untie the knot in your heart, came into my consciousness about 3 weeks ago, toward the end of last year. End of the year? End of my rope. I can resonate with that. You see, in particular, I am one who reviews all that is left undone at the end of each year. And at times, I can even stretch myself to consider that knot in my heart. It's harder to do. It takes the grace of God to even admit there is a knot. Calling upon the Spirit to assist with the untying is yet a more humbling act. One meets then the vulnerable part of one's essence, and that can be scary. But it was just the beginning of the Christmas season when most minds and hearts turned toward another way of being, of considering that we are all one, and believing perhaps that forgiveness is an essential part of being human. A time of praising whatever, whomever is for you a higher power, a spirit beyond. So there I was in the midst of December and Advent season, wherein one is to slow down and reflect on the coming of the Christ. And yet I could sense a speeding up, increasing the preparations for the grand celebration. Who wants to untie the knot in one's heart at a time like this? There's too much fun and food and festivities in the near future. But as I said earlier, that sentence grabbed me. I knew it demanded my attention. And so I shifted from my December reflection and looked at life from a different perspective. An invitation came from Anne, one of the sister planners of today's liturgy, January 1. I was asked to be Mary, the Mother of God. And with our sister Jacqueline, who's portraying a young shepherd girl, we were to enact a part of the gospel. Another aspect that increased the excitement was the fact that today is Jacqueline's 29th birthday. Wow! From what a great perspective I experienced the gospel story according to Luke. Every bit of the present moment was crying out for my attention. All that was needed from me was a yes to the invitation, was my openness to what was right in front of me. I titled this podcast Amazement, but actually for days I carried around within me the title The End of Things, and directly following that title I wanted to write Cooper's quote about untying the knot. However, as Mary, the Mother of God, one of my lines included the thought, I was in awe. And then at the liturgy, Father Mike gave the homily, and the word amazement was repeated several different times. Following the liturgy, I made my way directly to Mike, saying, that was the best homily I ever heard from you. Calling attention to the awe in my Mary portrayal, his response was, yes, that's the same as amazement. There clearly was my title. Funny how these podcasts become a reality. Days, even weeks ahead of the actual recording, I sense an awareness beginning to take center stage in me. My five senses are called forth. I hear better, actually see in sharp focus. Touch, taste, even smell seem to be keener. It's hard to explain in words. I just know that I am experiencing life more fully. Benedictines everywhere know the first sentence in the Rule of Benedict. Listen with the ear of your heart. Listen. But that goes for all five senses when you are being open to what is right in front of you. What is being open all about? Well, it's not about controlling what is to be. Not about me being center stage and knowing I have just the right answers. And it's certainly not being possessive and arrogant. Open means open. A certain amount of waiting for timing is everything. Open involves inclusivity, recognizing the diversity of all involved. Open is about interactive, continual conversation until the end result comes to be. Father Mike was so right to speak frequently of the state of being open. It seemed that being open has a partner, or perhaps we ought to say a predecessor. We could call the predecessor a challenge, or a hardship, or a tragedy. All of those occur every day throughout one's lifetime. And if we want to reach across the threatening waters to the side where the blessings wait patiently, we must indeed be open. Open is like a bridge that gets us to the other side, the side of blessings. It's the rainbow effect. Rainstorms bring rainbows. Such a sign found even in scriptures. We live in a very complex era. Conflict, confusion everywhere, within and outside of institutions, families, churches, political systems. All matters of life have been altered and will never be the same again. Never. No. What is to be must be formed through a union of all in partnership with a higher spirit, that being, that force of energy who brought everything into existence. As an elder, I often look back to be aghast at all the opportunities I missed because I was not open to the present moment. I was so busy planning future matters, while overlooking facts and resources that were desperately needed in order to bring forth that future. Wisdom does come slowly, but surely with age. Something about the process, knowing you are in the last part of your life, wishing you knew then what you know now. Impossible, yes. One has to live through all the experiences of life, from womb to this present moment, in order to see with new eyes and hear the voice who calls one out of self into transformed life. So whatever your age, listen with the ear of your heart. Today, at early morning, we prayed from Isaiah, quote, "The Holy One will wipe away every tear. God's people will be freed from shame. This is the solemn promise," end quote. When the shepherds and Mary feared, the angel reminded them that God is near. Have no fear. How necessary for us to be reminded, to hear once again the comforting words from Scripture. God is near no longer, for God is here within our very being. Later at the Liturgy of the Eucharist, we prayed together, quote, "Mary, Queen of Peace, we entrust our lives to you. Shelter us from war, hatred, and oppression. Teach us to live in peace, to educate ourselves for peace. Inspire us to act justly, to revere all God has made. Root peace firmly in our hearts and in our world." And now, let us all say, Amen. Amen. So be it, always, and everywhere, and forever. Amen.
Sister Carolyn on Creation Spirituality is brought to you by the Benedictine Sisters of Erie. Visit eriebenedictines.org to learn more about the impact of Benedictine spirituality in our world and to offer your financial support that helps make our outreach possible.